So if you would please introduce yourself once again and provide your testimony.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I appreciate the opportunity to testify today. My name is Sal Rosalvato. I'm the Executive Director of the New Jersey Gasoline C-Store and Automotive Association. We're formerly known as the New Jersey Gasoline Retailers. We represent that corner gasoline service station, the quintessential.
You light up the place, Sal.
And you're right ahead. Don't worry about that.
The quintessential small business of America. And for years, our members have served communities. They have poured their blood, sweat, and tears into their businesses. And we are seeing a phenomenon in the industry right now where the major oil companies who have traditionally owned these properties, leased them to the franchisee, are pulling out of the retail markets because there's minimal profit to be made. Different issue for a different day. However, the men and women that have bought those businesses, bought them and in some instances paid hundreds of thousands of dollars, or bought them at a minimal price and put years of blood, sweat, and tears, they are being bypassed. And in many instances, what we have found historically is when the major oil companies have done this, they have sold these properties to the larger distributors who have come in and changed the terms over a period of time and economically disadvantaged these people to the point where they have handed in their keys and been pushed out of business. I'd like to point something out. Assemblyman Merck is not here, but he talked about the before the value if a first right of refusal was given. The value should actually go up because somebody that's bidding on that property, knowing that somebody else has the opportunity to purchase it, is going to have to put in a better bid the first time. And I'd also like to point one other thing out, one other thing. In these franchise agreements that these small business owners have with major oil companies, they are required to give the oil company a first right of refusal before they sell their franchise. In other words, if the oil company wants to opt to not allow the sale to another small business owner, but wants to buy it themselves and operate it themselves, that first right of refusal is in their franchise agreements right now. We're asking for the exact same thing in return. We're not asking for a discount. We are simply asking that we be offered the opportunity to buy our properties and keep our properties open, and we think it's essential to the economy. Again, I want to thank you very much. I would like to also just remind you this has passed in the Senate 30-3 and the Transportation Committee of this body. We're back here today because we wanted to make these amendments possible because our friends at the Fuel Merchants Association, they are small business owners too, we want these amendments in here to protect them. We do business with those people. We would prefer that our members, we refer our members to their members and say, buy gasoline from them if you can. They're good people. We've worked hard with them to come up with these amendments. That's why we're back in here today. Thank you.
Ed.
Hi, my name is Ed Keshawdy, and it's easy to pronounce the name. It's Cash Out, never Cash In, Cash Outy.
Keshawdy.
And I've been an Exxon dealer for almost 20 years. I bought an Exxon station in Princeton in 2003, after which Exxon decided to sell that part of the state to a large distributor from Pennsylvania. And when they came in, they changed the rules of the game. And after many years of spending all my life saving, my college, my kids' college savings, borrowing on top of it, I had to give them back the keys. There was no way for us to negotiate anything or do anything. I just had handed them the key, and that's took big cut on myself, my family financials, my college savings at, for my kids. Presently, have another stations which I want to be. I'm here to testify to make sure that the same thing is not going to happen. I'll try to be brief for now. If you have any questions,
thank you, Abby.
Thank you very much for this opportunity, Madam Chair. My name is Abby Ashabi. I'm a Exxon gas station owner on Route 17 North in Ramsey. I'm also the president of the dealer organization called United Dealers of New Jersey, which consists of over 100 location dealers of Exxon dealers in New Jersey. United Dealers of New Jersey was formed in response to Exxon announcement last June that they're going to sell all the properties to the highest bidder, disregarding of all the work that we have done in our locations. As an example, I can tell you that when I bought my location, it was doing about 125,000 gallons of gas every month. Now it's doing over 380 to 400,000 gallons a month. And Exxon is capitalizing on my hard work and selling my location with that type of volume that I have worked so hard to build, and not even giving the opportunity for me to buy that location. Again, this piece of legislation is not trying to stop this, the sell of these properties. We don't basically agree what Exxon has announced, but as a small business owner, I could understand that Exxon company has made a decision, a business decision, and they want to sell their properties and exit the direct serve market. That we understand. The only part that we don't understand is why we cannot have the opportunity to match the highest price that they are offered to. And that's the only reason that we are here. And another thing that I wanted to mention is that there are some concern that, you know, Exxon may not be able to get the highest price on their properties. I'm not sure about that, if that's accurate or not. But I can tell you this, Exxon is not strapped for cash. They made over $42.7 billion last year in profit. I don't think they're going to be hurt by this deal. Thank you very much for the opportunity.
Thank you very much. Thank you, gentlemen. Thank you. Mr. Khashoggi, could you? Khashoggi.
I just followed what he said, right? Khashoggi.
Yep.
Khashoggi.
Khashoggi.
I learned my lessons. I listened. Mr. Khashoggi, thank you for answering a couple of questions. You mentioned that you had an issue with your Princeton station. And actually both the Khashoggis could come, but did Exxon engage in some kind of, did you have any private right of action to protect your interest in the Princeton deal?
I'm not sure I understand your question.
Well, you mentioned that that Exxon decided to sell that gas station, and I was wondering, did Exxon do something that was either illegal, or were you barred from negotiating with them? Did they do something that would have allowed you to go to the courts for redress for what happened to you in that situation?
No, what happened is we didn't have any law to protect us, so Exxon went through it with the sales and sold it. What happened after that, it's the rule of the game changed from not being competitive in the market, from our credit card being held by the distributor, which Exxon doesn't do that. The maintenance at the station went all the way down, so we were not be able to be competitive. I was always, after the distributor came, I was always 10, 15 cents higher than anybody in the market. And at this point, the station is closed forever, and it's one less competition in the market because of that practice.
So I didn't clearly understand what you said. So the distributor came in. You didn't have a right of action against Exxon to protect your interest, your leasehold in the property in Princeton.
Right. Right.
And a distributor from Pennsylvania came in and took over that property as the owner. Now, it sounds as if, well, through the chair, that they changed the terms of your agreement or your operating agreement with them over time. Did they do this according to law, according to contract? Were there private right of actions which would have protected your operations after the change of ownership?
No, the change was made immediately from day one, and there's nothing that I know about in the contract that protect them not to do it.
I see. Thank you.